sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Friday. It is, I don't even know, March 8th, 2019, and we're here to talk about all that stuff. Everything that affects you, the economy, the job market, the markets, and all that stuff. Hope you're having a good day. It's Friday. Markets closed for 2 days. Yippee-yay-yay. Kind of rough week, but ended up on a very, very good note. I'll explain in just a few. But first, if you do not get the show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary, articles we post. If you'd like to hear what we're doing, like to hear you doing, press the money management button, press the subscribe button to get our notes, and convictionleaders.com button to get our email service 1 month free. 1 month free. And that's all. So I'm going to go right into markets, and we'll get into the rest of the noise in a little bit. On Monday, middle of the day, we knew something was up. The previous few days saw a few areas of the market get in trouble. Previous few days, we saw some stalling action. And on Monday, they started coming after the leading group. So we just put the adviso out that we thought we're going to get some corrective work. And we've been getting some corrective work. And what we tell you is unknown price and time. And we tell you flat out, it may just be something short term. Maybe something that doesn't last long, can last days, can last weeks, can turn into months. And we tell you, very simply, it's our canned line. We need to see some more cards come out of the deck. And we look for the signs that maybe the worst is over. We look for the signs that tell us coast is clear. We look for the signs that sellers have taken a powder. And then we look for signs that buyers have shown up. We see it in price. We see it in volume. We see it in reversals. We see it in leadership. We see it in moving averages. And then we put it together the weight of the evidence. So we come into today, and how do I put it? The markets are crappy out of the get-go. Very weak Asia. Lots of news coming out about weakness. We had a jobs number today. Only 20,000 jobs were created for the month. You know, uh-oh. Look out. We watch price. Why? Because there's so many factors that matter to markets. If things are weakening economically, what does that mean? Because we know about central banks and we talk about that so often. Is the weakening going to be real bad? Are we going into recession? Are we just a little pullback? So we watch the markets. So the first few things of note. Number one, it was a poor job market number. But number two, last month was an inordinate number on the upside. If you put them together, we averaged about 160, 165, 170. Not so bad. We'll see if that changes up. Next, what happens if things start to get icky here economically? Well, we've already found out. Central bank's going to lower rates. Guess what that typically means for markets? Hasn't been bad. Guess what? European numbers coming out. Piss poor. Guess what Europe is doing? They announce more easing, surprisingly. Asia markets, guess what they're doing? Easing. So we have to factor in all these central banks also. Now, I will tell you, if we ever go into a bear market while they're easing, that's going to be trouble. But it hasn't happened yet. We had vicious bearish action into the end of December. And guess what? Europe, Japan, China blinked, and so did us. And we started rallying again, which took us to this week, which took us to Monday. And it was not a very good week until middle of the day today. And let me just state this. There's a chance the correction's already over. 3%. Seriously? Really? Gary, real? Absolutely. Why do I say that? Well, the Dow today was down 220 some odd points and finished down 23 points. The NASDAQ today, wow, didn't even realize this, 68, 70, was down 90, finished down 10. The semiconductor index, the all-important semiconductor index, was down 26 today, finished down less than a point. Catch my drift? S&P 500 today was down 27, finished down a measly 6. So maybe, not 100%, today was a good defense day. Markets down big, gets bought up. That said, I suspect, may get a little backing and filling in here. What does that mean? Rally up a little, pull back a little. Rally up a little, pull back a little. But today's lows may have been it. That's my global thoughts. Today's lows may have been it. With warts. What do I mean with warts? Well, it's pretty simple. The market has narrowed in leadership. The market has plain old narrowed. The internals have deteriorated, and they just don't turn right back up. So just letting you know, after pretty icky week, got a little defense middle of the day today. And I can tell you that the president was out and said, oh, the China trade is going to be good and the market's going to skyrocket if that occurs. And he did say that. I'm paraphrasing. I'll get the word for you in a second. Rumor mill out again today about central banks. So we got a defense day today. Simple as that. And next week, wouldn't be surprised if we had an up week off of today's defense day. But let me repeat, lost some pretty decent chart patterns and lost some of the internals. I doubt any rally here is going to be scrumptious. But I will tell you this also. Remember what I said. When market's weak, we can isolate strength. I've got about 10 names that are really showing their stuff. That if the clouds clear, I think those babies are going to lift off. Up next, full market wrap, news of the day, Elizabeth Warren, and much more. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. The Dow went up about 90 points in a few minutes right towards the close and finished where it is. So the market wrap is brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. Dow only down 23, S&P down 6, NASDAQ 13, NASDAQ down 11. Transports were down 45. Advanced declines were still down 15, 21 on New York, 14, 17 on the NASDAQ. New highs, new lows. Are you ready? More new lows than new highs on both the New York and NASDAQ. In the Dow today, United Health was up a 1. 3M up 1, Goldman Sachs 2, downside Caterpillar, Home Depot, McDonald's reached down, and Exxon reached down 1, but way off the lows. And I have not done my scans yet. I'll do them later. But leave no doubt, we call them tails. When you put a little bar in price on the price, if a stock hit 30 today and closed at 31, you put a little dash at the higher end of range, that's a tail. A bullish tail, as they say. That's today. Now, let me do some repetition here. On Monday, we thought a high was put in. Today, we're not 100% sure. We can't say a low has been put in. But we'll say there's a decent chance a low has been put in. And we just say it because we don't think a ton of damage was done in the market. We saw a reversal also. But volume was kind of on the light side, which may not indicate a real washing out. But we'll see. We'll see. We've seen nothing yet to indicate some real damage is going to be ahead. That said, the oils are really breaking down here. Go look at a name I always watch, Pioneer Natural Resources. PXD is the symbol. Go look at what that did today. That's a breakdown. Go look at EOG Resources. And by the way, these were already weak, and they're breaking down from weakness. Go look at Concho, CXO. Go look at Cimarex, XEC. Go look at Conoco, COP. Go look at, do I need to do any others? Yeah, we'll leave it at that. You can look at the ETFs also, OIH, XLE, XOP. So energy, especially the exploration, the XOP looks really bad. The steel stocks, not good. Look at X, for starters. Look at Nucor, NEU, starting to break. And by the way, these are already weak. Go look at Steel Dynamics, STLD. Go look at SLX, which is steel. rolling over pretty decently. And then I'm looking at some of these other commodity names, not very good. You already know about the managed care. A couple of them are bouncing, but they've just been squashed. A bunch of the big biotechs we have mentioned to you, Biogen, big top being put in place, for example. Retail, Lululemon, just some things we're seeing topping here, LULU, for example. How about Home Depot and Lowe's rolling over, and that's just basically one group by itself. Ross Stores, R-O-S-T, breaking down. Again, we're just pointing out to you that for a little bit we could not be doing this. Now we're doing it. Things are showing up. And then you can go look at the airlines. AAL, American Air. I'll be flying them next week, I believe. Am I? Yeah, maybe. Go look at Delta. Go look at JetBlue. Oy, JetBlue, that thing's acting really poorly. Go look at Spirit Air. Save is the symbol. That had been holding up and is now getting absolutely trashed. So you got the airlines that are having some issues here. So a few areas. And well, I can go through other names, but I've made my point. But the good news today, bunch of things reversed. And I will tell you, very important that the semiconductors did a little bit of that reversals also. And I just noticed like a Micron pulled back to the 50-day and reversed a little bit today. That certainly helped. Lam Research, which has been trashed here the last couple of weeks, back down towards that 50-day. That bounced a little bit today. So you got a little bit of that. Now, on the week, not so as good. Dow was down 576 points on the week. The S&P was down 60, both over 2% this week. The NASDAQ was down 2.5%, even with this bounce today. The Russell 2000, if I can find it. Russell 2000 was down about... Am I right to say 4%? Yeah. Russell got hit real hard this week, and that is a broader-based index. So again, think there's a chance here we hit a low for now? A chance. But I think we're going to get a little bit of squirrely action. Up 100 Monday, down 70 on Tuesday, that type of stuff. Now, as I said to you earlier, I love pullbacks. It enables me to isolate strength. And I'm seeing some isolation of strength in some software stocks. And when you have a chance, you may want to start going through all the names I gave out in the last 2 weeks that had great reaction to earnings. You'll find a few there. And we'll see what next week brings. But leave no doubt, earnings going forward are going to be a problem. They better start accelerating. Economies around the globe going to be a problem. But central banks will not be a problem. Much more up next on this, the one and only, Investor's Edge.
Listening to
America is talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you are having a good day. A few things of note. Number one. As you know, I do not pull any punches on socialists, socialism, authoritarians, economic dictators. I pull no punches. What I find always interesting is that most of these people don't have a freaking clue. What I find always interesting is that these people come out with the most cockamamie thought processes. What I find interesting is most of these people are full of crap. What I find interesting is most of these people have never even run a lemonade stand. And frankly, I would not trust them to run a lemonade stand. Elizabeth Warren, the fraud that she is, and let's leave no doubt on it, she has now completely backed away from her lies that she put down in order to make more money and curry favor at colleges. She lied about her heritage to get jobs and make money. She's a liar. She's a thief. She gets no credit in my world. She wants a wealth tax. She wants to tell you that you made so much money because you produced so much wealth. Screw you. I'm not even taxing you. I'm just taking a percentage of your wealth. Because I know what better to do with your wealth. She's now introducing a plan to break up big tech companies. She mentioned Facebook, Google, and Amazon. I will hold my tongue on this crooked, fraudulent, imbecilic, moronic, socialist, dictator, authoritarian dolt. She has no chance of winning the primary. She will be a footnote. Somehow she's worth between $5 and $10 million. Remember our thoughts on socialists. They are socialists with your life and your money. They're very big capitalists with their own. And very corrupt too. She's a thief, yet she wants to break up big tech. She wants to break up the big banks also, which, by the way, I wouldn't mind. I can't stand these people. Last night, I was able to question, I don't know if you watched, Kevin Brady, U.S. Representative from Texas 8th Congressional District. And I believe he is up there in the Republican Party. When the Republican had the House, he headed up some stuff. I got to ask him about debt and deficits. He's a Republican. He was completely full of crap. in my questions. And unfortunately, I can only ask two questions, and I have to be respectful during TV. I don't have to be respectful here. He was absolutely full of crap. He's another in the tank. He's been a representative since 97, which means he has been part of just about all $22 trillion of our debt. And he gave me the big snow job. And he lied. Well, you know, it takes two to tango and blah, 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 and this, that, and the other thing, and blah, 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 and we know about the spending, blah, 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 and this, that. Screw you. We're $22 trillion of debt, and all he could say was, yeah, well, we know. That's it. So today, $3 billion were added to our debt. Today, $1.5 billion of our tax dollars went towards interest. And I was depending on these Republicans to do something about it, and they all lied. And at least he said, yeah, we had to do something about defense spending, so yeah, blah, blah, blah. Thus my motto. I hate them all. I have nobody left there that will do anything. And, you know, interesting enough, Howard Schultz, ye of Starbucks fame, who is yelling and screaming about the debt and deficits this Kevin Brady was kind of putting down. And I didn't have any time, or I didn't have time to ask another questions. I would be like, why are you putting down somebody that wants to do something about the debt and deficits? Anyway, so as you can see, I suffer no fools in either party. They're all crushing us. By the way, my second question was about the day of reckoning. And he said, yeah, we talk about that often. And I don't think he was thrilled when I said everybody's just flapping their gums in Washington, D.C. And I use that term. I mentioned the day of reckoning. Yeah, we talk about it, and we know. Again, screw you. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, when it all blows up, and these morons blame each other, and the media blame each other, just remember, it's them, every one of them, along with the central banks enabling it, that did all this. So don't blame the Republicans, don't blame the Democrats, blame them all. Some are worse than others. But under Bush, $5 trillion. Under Obama, $9 trillion. Under Trump, already a couple of trillion. And under Trump, they raised federal spending after lying to us that they were going to do something about federal spending. They lied to you and me, the Republicans. Thus, I got nobody left I believe in. Nobody. I will find the video of the Brady and me, and I will post it on my Twitter, as well as at the GaryK.com website. By the way, let me just repeat that. Today, $3 billion was added to our debt. And they don't give a crap. Today, $1.5 billion of our tax dollars were wasted going to interest on all the debt they all created. And I keep hearing Clinton was perfect. No, under Clinton, we had plenty of debt. He was about $2 trillion of debt. Any accountant can play with numbers and say we had a surplus. But he definitely was better than the rest. I'll give him that. I don't give him much else. If I had a daughter, I wouldn't let her near the guy. And that says everything you need to know. Up next, we'll head on over to the weekend. and whatever else. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. A few other notes from Washington, D.C. That anti-Semitic authoritarian dictator, that Omar woman, is blasting Obama. Tigers are eating their young. Ripping Obama to shreds. Basically calling him a murderer. Seriously. Do these people know they're freshmen or freshwoman? Unbelievable. And now they're defending her. Nancy Pelosi is doubling down on defending this, I forgot it, for Ilhan Omar is her name. For all you Democrats out there, here's your problem. MSNBC and CNN for years, all they do is call people racist. All they do is shout racism. That's what they did. For 8 years under Obama, anybody who disagreed with him was a racist. Disagreed with his policy, you're a racist. That's what they did for 8 years. Seriously. Of course, Bush was a racist. Now Trump's a racist. If you voted for Trump, you're a racist. Racist this, racist that. Here comes this real racist. She's a racist. She's shown herself through the years to be a racist with her words and deeds. And they're protecting her. But you know what the problem is? You know what racists typically do? Especially that are up front? Not the David Duke types. They try to hide it. She doesn't even hide it, and she's not going to. And you know what's going to happen? Guarantee in the next few weeks? She's going to say something else racist against the Jews. And I can guarantee it'll have to do with money. Because she thinks Jews are all about money, and Jews are all corrupt, and Jews rip off everybody, and Jew this and Jew that, and Israel this, Israel that. And then what are they going to do? You know, it used to be the freshmen in Washington. Kind of, sort of, was like, you know, when you go to college and you get initiated into a fraternity, you're kind of on the quiet side for a while. Not these people. They think they're you-know-whats, don't you-know-what. It is going to be a fun next few months, ladies and gentlemen, I must say. And by the way, they're all authoritarian dictator socialists, every one of them. Grabbing all the money they can grab, all the control they can grab, because you suck, they're geniuses, you're dummies, they're geniuses. The money you made is not really yours, you earned it because of everybody else, and they need to take it. You know how bad the Republican Party is? And you know, every time somebody wins, it's grab defeat from the jaws of victory. Wow. For all you Democrats out there, you better listen to this. They're putting Trump in the White House for another 4 years. And they're putting the Republicans back in the House running the show. They're really that stupid. It is going to be so much fun to cover it as we move forward. And by the way, all this affects you and your money because These people have already proposed a 90% tax, a 70% tax, a VAT tax, a carbon tax, a transaction tax, higher estate taxes, higher corporate taxes, a wealth tax, a health care tax, as they want to take all the health care system and put it in their hands, which means higher taxes. But don't worry, they know what they're doing. They be geniuses. Now, if they ever were able to take over, and I mean this, and you know I measure my words, if they were really ever able to take over and have the House, Senate, White House put in their tax policies, put in their regulatory policies, and do whatever they want to do, Dow 12,000. Seriously. And you do know I measure my words closely. I'm very careful. Dow 12,000. And I think maybe I'm being nice. They keep telling us, no, we don't want the socialism of Venezuela. But every one of their policies are the socialism policies of Venezuela. It's amazing to watch. And I'm waiting for the day where the Democrats running the joint get some grapefruits, but they seem to be in the background. All right, so let's clean it up. We thought Monday top of unknown price and times was put in. We were pretty sure of it. We think today market defended itself pretty decently. I suspect the best guess, bounce up, come back, bounce up, come back, doodle a little dipsy doodle for a little bit while here. There have been enough areas that look like they've deteriorated, and the market is now narrower than it was a week ago, regardless whether we rally up, and there's still some issues out there. But the fact that the semis reversed today, some of the big names reversed today, I think that may augur well for the next day or so. And I hate talking short term, but I think we're in that moment in time where upside limited, downside limited. If anything changes, we will gladly let you know. Have a great weekend. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like we do. Quite the simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Night-night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kultbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kultbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.